whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Psalm 73, verses 25 to 28. A very small portion of what is a rather lengthy psalm, snipped right from the very end. Now, the scholars believe that this psalm is a song sung at the temple in Jerusalem in Judah, when they know, because of a prophecy from Isaiah, that the armies of Assyria are going to approach and destroy the northern kingdom, the nation of Israel. And it's a prayer for protection, recognizing and praying that the nation state of Israel in the north as it was, and the nation state of Judah in the south as it was, were not the true Israel, that the true Israel are the people of God for whom he fights, those in the covenant, not just the Jews, but all who are brought into his promises. It says at the very start, truly God is good to Israel, to Jacob and his offspring forever, to Abraham and those who hold the faith of Abraham, to those who are pure in heart, the rest of the verse says, made pure by the promises of God. And it goes on to confess that Judah has stumbled in its own right. It has slipped and fallen. It has swollen in its own conceit at times, been envious of the arrogant, seen all their fatness and wanted to have it for themselves, and listened to the scoffing of scoffers. But how is that scoffing destroyed in a moment, swept away by terror, verse 19 tells us. So that the believer, Israel, the one brought to faith, recognizes that even though our souls are embittered, we are pricked in heart against God. This is a brutish ignorance on our part. We're like beasts to him in our sin. But that God has chosen us. He has awakened us. He has revived us. So that nevertheless, by faith, faith in these promises, we are continually with him. He holds our right hand. He guides and counsels us. All of that is what leads the author of the hymn here to sing, whom have I in heaven but you? As I watched my brothers taken away by that Assyrian king, one of the most violent, disgustingly torturous, cruel nations in the history of the world, known throughout history for their ability to create torturous ideas, taking away the king of Israel with a chain through his nose, pulling him naked behind a cart. Even as the church watches brothers, false brothers, fall away into their own devices, the prayer we have is, whom have I in heaven but you? What might I desire on earth but you? Even though my flesh and my heart fail, even though I die and go down to Sheol, even though I get put in the grave, whom have I but the God who made me? Who have you but your Savior? So that in all this, God is the strength of the heart. God is our portion. The earth may be shattered and cast into the sea, but he can make a new heaven and earth. Your body may go into the grave, but he can raise your body from the dead. Israel might get sent into exile, but he can bring Israel back and restore her. The Messiah may die on a cross, but that cross is the salvation of the world. Those who are far off from these words, they will perish. They will perish in their own ideas, their own actions, the deception of their own hearts. God will put an end to all who will not live. By choosing not to have him, they choose not to have life. And God will put an end to it. But the psalmist reminds himself, and so reminds you, for me, it is good to be near God. I will remember this, right? I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will remember this. I will remind myself of this. I will confess this. I will credo this. I will tell of all your works. even as that northern kingdom was taken away and dispersed forever. Little Judah contented itself with the promises of the covenant. Even as you and I today sit in the midst of a gray and dying age, it is no different. For all Christians, all the Christian faith must indeed live by faith alone.